And this song was The West Awake, but it just reminds me because it just seems to me that now with Bolivia and with Chavez in Venezuela and Kirchner in Argentina, that maybe the South awakes. Maybe the South is going to wake up now and try to fight back and try to recuperate some of their own natural resources to be used for the people of the country rather than being used to further enrich financially, the capitalist nations.
We can only hope. That's the awakening that we're seeing.
Well, I see that it's very interesting, this domestic spying that's going on, and that the actual U.S. Congress now is asking for an investigation into this. And as well as that, George W. Bush, he seems to be pretty intransigent. He seems to think it's okay for him to have done that or to have given the okay for that. What's the story on that, Ed?
Well, of course, most of our listeners will know the U.S. president signed an executive order way back in 2002, I believe, just not too long after, several months after the September 11th, 2001 attacks. And it's just now coming out that what this did was it gave the National Security Agency, the NSA, authorization to spy without warrants on people inside the United States. Domestic spying, as you mentioned, Bernie. And it's getting a lot of criticism, not only from civil rights groups, from activists, of course, but also on Capitol Hill. Both Republicans and Democrats are speaking out against it, saying that the president violated the Constitution of the United States himself, and are calling for an investigation. Even some major Republican players on Capitol Hill are saying that the president has gone too far. Of course, Bush is saying that it was necessary to do this for what he always says, national security. But as I said, many people are saying that that Bush has way overstepped the power of a president. He thinks it's okay, of course. And we also had news this week that newly released files show that the FBI monitored activists in the United States. That agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, conducted numerous surveillance activities and intelligence gathering operations that involved groups active in causes as diverse as the environment, animal cruelty, and poverty relief. It appears that one FBI document released this week says that the Catholic Workers Group had a semi-communistic ideology. They planned surveillance on a vegan community project, which, of course, is a non-meat-eating community, vegan being, I guess, a major terrorist threat in the world, that people would stop eating meat, of all things. And also determined that they had to watch a protest by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, came out with this series of Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, and these documents are now finding their way into the spotlight, and a lot of people in the United States are crying foul. They think
it's going too far, too much has been done
on this. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting because during the film festival and since then, some filmmakers I spoke to from the United States, independent filmmakers, have told me that it's getting very dangerous for them now, that they actually, they will come here because they love to come here during the festival, the film festival, but they wouldn't do interviews, Ed. They wouldn't, these
couldn't
people who would make pronouncements against
the
blockade before were afraid to do it now. Mm-hmm. They said they're in enough trouble as it is, that they're being watched all the time, and now, I just felt this is really not the best way to be going at all, you know, for a country that does proclaim itself where a place you can have freedom of expression, freedom of information, freedom of assembly. People are now afraid to open their mouths, never mind assembly freely. So, no, it's not looking so good, I have to say.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think we only have time for we're just about out of time completely here.
Maybe I'll just mention a couple of your other headlines. Mm-hmm. One was that the U.S. reportedly operated secret prison in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And as well, that there's a United Nations report that reveals that some tsunami survivors are still alive in substandard conditions.
1 year. Now, it'll be 1 year.
They live in substandard conditions.
The 26th of December will be one year now since the
tsunami.
That's
amazing.
A whole year has gone by. Well, that's about all the time we have for this week on Weekly Review, a program here every Friday and Sunday on Radio Havana, Cuba. I'm Ed Newman. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Bernie Dwyer. Have a nice Christmas.
There we have excerpts of Cuban President Fidel Castro's intervention during Thursday's parliamentary sessions in Havana's International Convention Center.
The first day of the National Assembly sessions at the Convention Center in Havana was honored by the presence of Cuban President Fidel Castro. The main topics for discussion yesterday were the economy and the budget for the year 2005. Several deputies spoke about investments and the need to analyze where money is put to get the best results for the population. President Fidel Castro replied to most of the ideas put forward by the National Assembly deputies, and he underlined the importance of transparency in the country's financial matters, plus a full explanation of the benefits that can be relied on for everybody. He also commented on the program of electric generators and how crucial it is to synchronize them with the national energy system. He pointed out the advantages of the smaller units over the big plants, which consume a huge amount of combustible fuel. He assured those present that the work will continue in an intelligent and efficient manner, and that nothing will put a halt to this program. Fidel Castro also referred to the threat of the big military powers beside Cuba, the United States, which has a plan to take over Cuba after his death. But he assured the deputies of the assembly that Cuba is ready for anything.
Vuelvo a repetir que somos prácticamente invulnerables en lo militar. No creo que solo norteamericano vaya a tragarse cualquier otro pretexto mentira para invadir este país.
And I repeat that we are practically invulnerable militarily. I don't believe that the people of the United States have to swallow whatever pretext or lie to invade this country, because they must know that they can't help themselves to this country. I say this here quietly. If anything, the world already knows that if they can't help themselves to other countries that don't have 5% of the resolve we have, then they can't help themselves because we are prepared. Politically, they can't do anything. They are morally and politically destroyed, and they have already had their answer to their lies.
The Cuban president returned to the topic of the new programs that were realized throughout the country in 2005. He pointed out that nobody can negate the results of these new programs. He stated that the energy and food programs are well underway, in spite of having suffered the worst drought in the last 10 years. He also recalled the damage done by the last three hurricanes that swept through the country and that really put everybody to the test. But that overall a lot was learned, even though the impact of the damage done by the hurricanes was immense. The Cuban leader then went on to explain that the investment in the increase in the generation of electricity, combined with the excess gas from petroleum and other saving measures, resulted in savings of $1,000 million this year.
Esos mil millones los vamos a sacar de este facho de trabajo, que ahora es principalmente el eléctrico.
These $1,000 million we are going to get from this effort that we have been making, that is coming principally from the savings in electric energy. But it is going to increase because we are going to reevaluate the use of all trucks and tractors and all the equipment that use combustible fuel. The price of a barrel of oil has increased so much that the whole electrical and combustible fuel system had to be revised. Now, fuel is at $60 a barrel, and nobody guessed that would happen.
Fidel Castro affirmed that together with the saving measures that are already in place, there are also young social workers who are taking part in a program to put a stop to those employees who are robbing and diverting the resources of the country. He also said he was going to eliminate the middlemen in foreign trade, and that this would add 30% to the country's resources. He referred to the European Union and how he was waiting for a denouncement from them about the US pronouncement that they are going to build a wall along the frontier between Mexico and the US. And he also touched on other themes.
Estamos esperando la protesta de ellos, una protesta real sobre los centros de detención ilegal, la protesta real por las torturas que se hacían en esos centros.
We are waiting for the protests, a real protest about the illegal detention centers, a real protest over the tortures that they are doing in those centers, against the flights that the CIA planes are doing. We are waiting for this protest. Powell, who is the Secretary of State, declared that there is a huge hypocrisy in Europe because they knew all this. Powell says he didn't have to tell them. They should go on and vote against the United States in Geneva and not against Cuba, where there has never been torture. If it can be proved that there is one torture in 46 years of revolution, I'll eat my hat. The only tortures that have been known in this country for 46 years are the hundreds of tortures in the illegally occupied territory of Guantanamo. There they have two prisons where they have sadistically tortured hundreds and hundreds of detainees. And many have spoken out, and Cuba has accused them and put them in the dock.